wanted to give just a few seconds longer there in case anybody else was just calling. But it's 9:01 a.m. Today's April 19th, 2021. And we are, we're going to go ahead and get going and we'll call the Town Escrow Commission meeting to order. And the very first thing we're going to do is read the anchor location determination. In accordance with Utah Code 52-4-207-4, as chair of the Title and Escrow Commission, I, Chase Phillips, determine that holding a meeting at an anchor location presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at the anchor location due to the current COVID-19 pandemic. Pursuant to Utah Code 52-4-2075, this determination is valid for 30 days from the date of this determination, and it was made dated the 12th day of April 2021 by me in my capacity as chairman of the Title and Escrow Commission. So the meeting today will be only on the phone call that we're all here on now. And with that, I'd like to take a roll call and make sure that we know who all is in attendance. So we'll start off as I have been doing with the attendees of the commission members themselves, and then with the department, and then we'll ask the general public to tell us who's on the line there where I don't have the names of anyone to read. We will start with Nancy Franson. Are you with us on this call, Nancy?
I am here, Chase.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Darla Milovich.
Hi, Chase. I'm here.
Morning, Darla. Allison McCoy.
Morning.
Morning, Allison. Randy Smart.
Here.
Morning, Randy. Thank you. Perry Babalitz.
Sure.
Present.
Morning, Perry. With the department staff, Commissioner Pike.
Yes, I'm here.
Morning, Commissioner. Reed Stringer.
Morning. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Chase.
Morning. Tracy Klausmeier.
I'm here. Good morning.
Morning, Tracy. Randy Overstreet. Is anybody aware of Randy not attending today? Okay. Danny Schoenfeld.
Here. Thank you.
Morning, Danny. Adam Martin.
Good morning, President.
Morning, Adam. Michael Covington. Did anybody hear from Michael whether she was going to be here today? All right. Eddie Vasquez?
Here.
Morning, Eddie. And Steve Gooch?
Yep, I'm here.
Morning, Steve. Okay, well, the members of the public, please call in or let us know who's on the call with us.
Kim Conley Cruz.
Matt Ryden. I heard Matt Ryden. And I'm sorry, who else was that? Cameron?
Cameron McFadden.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Cameron.
Wade Taylor.
Joseph.
I heard Wade Taylor and Joseph McPhee.
Yes.
Welcome.
Nathan Sprague.
Okay, anyone else? Is Nathan our last caller? Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. As I've been saying for the last few months, I hope that we'll eventually get to be meeting in person again soon, but I still have not heard that that's been given the green light yet, but I do feel like that we will eventually get there. I hope it's only a few more months of this. To the commission, did everyone on the commission get a chance to review the minutes from the previous meeting? And were there any noted changes that should be made? And if not, would anyone like to make a motion to adopt the the minutes from the previous meeting.
Chase, this is Nancy. I don't have any changes, so if nobody else does, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for March.
Chase, this is Darla. I'll second the motion.
Thank you. We have a motion to adopt the minutes by Nancy, seconded by Darla. All in favor?
Aye.
The motion passes. And then we will now turn the time over to Reed Stringham to review the licensee report.
Thank you, Chase. And I'm here also, Reed, in case there's any questions. This is Randy.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Randy.
I'm glad you're here, Randy. I reviewed the license report, didn't see anything remarkable. Randy, do you have any comments for that before we submit it to the commission for their concurrence?
No, I didn't see anything out of order. So if they have any questions, I'm glad to answer, but everything looks normal to me.
Thank you. So the department will submit that to the commission then.
From the members, were there anything you noted? Any questions you would have of the commission? I did notice a few individuals that have renewed licenses that are coming up on the over 40 year, close to 40 year mark. So I guess keeping the tradition of making a note of those that are still in the business for a significant amount of time. I noticed that Paul Davis with Northern Title, Richard Mon had his license in 76. Paul Davis was in 84 originally. Bobby, I don't know if I say this last thing the right way, but Bobby Raby or Rabby, from 88. And I think there was one I'm forgetting, but perhaps not. So appreciate everyone who did get their license renewal in on time. Congratulations to those of you getting your renewals for such a significant amount of years. If there's no other comments or questions, I'll ask for an approval of the license report.
Chase, this is Darla. I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, in a second. And who will second that motion?
This is Randy Smart. I second it.
Thank you, Randy. So we have a motion to approve the Tide licensing report by Darla, seconded by Randy. All in favor?
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously. And then we'll leave the time with Reed. We have an attorney exemption for review.
Thank you, Chase. You should have received the papers regarding the applicant. It appears fairly straightforward. The department has preliminarily approved. We've got Randy here, Randy Overstreet here, in case you have any questions, but I think it's fairly straightforward, and unless you have questions, we'll submit it for the commission's concurrence.
This is Nancy. I do have one question. When I looked up Seth Lyle Miller, it looks like he's with a group of attorneys and in several states, and they do not have an office in Utah. Is my understanding that he is going to try to operate in Utah, a title company from outside of the state, or are they planning to open an office in the state?
Is Adam Martin on the call?
Yes, I'm on the call. They're going to operate in the state of Utah. They have to, and I will check that when the license comes up. As far as attorney exemption goes, he's a barred attorney in the state of Utah.
Yes, for several years.
Right, and I understood that, but when he said in it that someone else is going to be doing the escrow, there are national companies that come in and they make sure, you know, that they take care of the requirements. But when I look at him, he's with a law firm, Orem and Houghton, but there is no Utah operation. So I just want to make sure that they were going to also operate within the state. So thank you.
Yes, this is Randy, and I didn't get a name from him of who he was planning on having managed that, but yes, upon submitting the license application and submitting a name for who would be the manager, that person would be, everything would be checked out at that time before being able to issue that agency license that he wants to apply for. And I know, I asked if Adam was on the call because I know that Mr. Loughmiller had been in contact with Adam, and they discussed things, and so I believe he should be well aware of the requirements.
Thank you, Randy.
Sure.
And thank you for the questions, Nancy. So I haven't been involved in a lot of the exemptions, but I did notice the same thing stuck out to me. I'm forgetting. I thought I had it highlighted, but I don't think I did. Where he says the license history that he's seeking an exemption only for the title examination portion of the agency license. Another person with the required escrow experience will manage the escrow portion. My guess is that his initial license, when he became a licensed producer with title examination line, that just the way that was worded had me slightly confused. So, Adam, I was hoping you actually could clarify that for me as well. What he means is Seth plans to manage the title producer line of authority for the new agency that's going to be coming to Utah. And then there was somebody else who will do the escrow side. And so, he's already received his title examination license or his title examiner license. Which is required as far as I recall. So he's met all the requirements. We just don't know who's going to be doing the escrow side, but that's not what he's not requesting an exemption from that anyways.
Right. He was only requesting from the this is Randy over.
Okay.
And I was in conversation with him as well. This is the first one I've ever submitted where somebody was splitting it like that. Usually in all other cases, the attorney seeking exemption had gotten licensed in both exam and escrow and was seeking the attorney exemption covering both of those areas himself. But in this case, yes, he only got the title exam. He passed the title exam portion and, you know, for the testing and got that license. I got the license with the title exam line of authority, but not title escrow line of authority. When I questioned him on that, he said that he did explain to me that there would be somebody with the required 3 years experience in title escrow who would be managing the agency. And so he's only seeking exemption for the title escrow portion. And I didn't see anything in statute or rule that would, you know, or where it said he needed to get the exemption, the attorney experience for the exemption of the 3 years requirement. There was nothing saying it couldn't be for just one part. So, that's why I'm submitting it to the title commission. But yeah, that is correct. He's only seeking it for the title exam, and he'll have somebody with the required experience managing the title escrow part.
And that's in line with my understanding of how the licensing works as well. What I want to make sure is that I want to make sure there's no there's no responsibility of the title escrow commission to verify prior to approving this you know, the licensing requirements for all that. That's all separate. So I feel very comfortable at this point asking for a motion to approve this exemption. To me, it looks like all the requirements are met. And so I would be ready to take a vote on this.
Hey, Chase. This is Steve with insurance. Yes. Before we continue, could we have people that aren't talking mute their lines? We're getting a lot of background sound, and it's kind of hard for me to transcribe.
Thank you, Steve, for pointing that out.
Excellent. Thanks, Chase.
Chase, this is Darla. I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Darla. Just one other comment from what Steve said before I ask for someone to second that. Just even a whisper when you're trying to cover your mic, sometimes that carries through with good equipment. So just please remember, be respectful of that as much as possible. We have a motion from Darla to approve. Would anybody second that?
Chase, this is Nancy. I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion by Darla and seconded by Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Hey, this is Steve again. For the person who's pouring something, if you press *6, that'll mute your line on the phone.
And that's another thing to point out is for those of you that, you know, as we're making this comment, we don't know who it is, so everyone ought to act as though it's you and place yourself on mute unless you're an active participant in the meeting or making comments. But we're clearly hearing somebody pour water in the background and other conversations and chairs squeaking and something. So thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on with the agenda, on to board duties and responsibilities. Perry, I don't see anything listed on the agenda for you. Is there anything?
I just kind of took it upon myself. I looked at the department's website today, the list of board members and their terms, and I just wanted to point out that we've got three board members whose terms expire effective June 30th, 2021. So that is Nancy, Allison, and Randy, all with terms expiring here in the next couple of months. So just wanted to bring that up and just get everyone starting to think about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Chair Phillips, this is John Pike. Steve Gooch and I and others, Adam, Reed, we're working on that, and actually the process has changed a little bit due to the legislature. Steve Gooch reminded us a few days ago, but Steve, I don't know if that communication has been sent to the governor's office, but if not, it probably will be today in terms of those who've applied, and kind of what we're to do is recommend send several recommendations in for each one, and then the governor's office goes through a process. They choose one person per seat, so three. They'll choose the final three after they go through what do they call it, Randy? Or sorry, Steve? A 60-day or 30-day period of time.
Right. Yeah. The legislature this year instituted a 30-day public comment period for all of these board appointments. So we'll submit the names to the governor, and then he'll go through his process, and then there'll be a 30-day review period and comment period, and then the Senate will make the appointments, or the governor will make the appointments, and then the Senate will concur. So I think we may end up not having the seats filled on July 1st, which is when everything will switch over. So we may need to have those three board members who are expiring continue on for maybe another month, is kind of what it's looking like.
So that's the update, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you, Commissioner. And that was going to be my question, as to whether or not we had received any applications. And to all those who have submitted them, you have the commission's gratitude for being willing to put your name out there.
Yes, I believe we received 12. Is that right, Steve?
That's great.
That's correct.
And, you know, some were, two were at large. I want to say four were from agencies, and the rest were from insurers, something like that. I might have been off a little bit. Sound about right, Steve?
Yeah, it was two general public, three agencies, and then you were right. There were four, eight insurers, and then four agencies, and then there were two who applied but decided to pull out.
There we go.
And then this is Perry again. I just wanted to confirm that the statute 31A2403, just to confirm that does state that the terms will be extended until the replacements are made. So
yes,
sorry for that news, Nancy, Allison, and Randy.
Thanks, Perry. They did tell us that there is a slim chance that it may be done before July 1st, but maybe plan on one extra one.
Well, as I recall, go ahead, Allison.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm on the call now, and I apologize for being late.
Well, thank you for alerting us. I appreciate it. I just was going to make a comment there that, as I recall, Darla, before you joined us, I think James Swan stayed on for several months longer. I think we were almost questioning whether he was going to be replaced, and I don't remember if that was you or. I think that was the seat you filled. So hopefully to those of you who have been serving already, that we don't end up in that same situation. So appreciate the department's work in getting the notice out, getting the applications in, and getting them submitted over to the governor's office. So I look forward to meeting whoever it is that will be joining the commission. And thank you, Perry, for the update on that. I appreciate it. If it's all right now, we'll move on to the next item agenda, the update on 2021 goals. And I'll turn the time over to you, Nancy, to give us an update on the last ULTA report.
Thank you, Chase. I met with the ULTA Executive Committee last Monday. Usually, their meetings are the same day as our Title and Escrow Commission meetings, but this time they were a week early. So I truly did not have a lot to report to them because we had not yet met for April. And so there wasn't a lot of information. There was no discussion on whether to open the same rule as we had discussed before. There was no discussion on that. The only thing that maybe needs to go off record, and the Utah Department of Insurance may already know, but they are planning, after a year of having virtual conventions, they are planning to have a convention in person at Deer Valley on July 8th through the 10th. I know the Department of Insurance has attended from time to time, and so I wanted to make you aware of that. Whether it actually happens or not, we're not sure at this point. Back in October, and there were other times that they were planning to do it in person and then backed off, but this time they are planning to go forward with an in-person convention in July. That's it, Chase. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. And Dart, I'll turn the time over to you. For the same reason, but to report on the Real Estate Commission, the past Real Estate Commission meeting.
Thanks, Chase. Their meeting in March reported that they had 22 complaints received, 17 cases closed, 462 are still pending, with 9 at the AG's office. They've already posted their March stats, even though their meeting isn't until Wednesday. They had 23 complaints in March, with 21 cases closed, 464 pending, and 7 total AG cases. And outside of that, they didn't discuss anything other than approving some rule changes that they had made as far as, you know, brokered trust accounts and broker management.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate you attending those on behalf of the commission, and thank you for that report. With that, we'll move on to the next agenda item. I don't see any items directly under new business or old business, but under other business, a reminder of the annual reports, and I will turn the time over to Adam Martin with the department.
Good morning. We still have 121 agencies that need to file your annual reports. They're due by April 30th, and that's about 10 business days that those need to be filed. And I still need 18 rates and rate manuals from the insurers to refile their rates and rate manuals by May 1st. So the next 2 weeks is going to be extremely busy, so I'm just asking everyone to get those in as soon as possible, where I don't have a huge influx of them on the due dates. And I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, Adam, can I have you clarify, are you only looking for rates from insurers? Are you also looking for rates from agencies, too?
No, it's just from the insurers. The minimum filed escrow rates are still in effect for the agencies themselves. These are only for the rate and the rate manuals the insurers have filed in the past.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate the reminder. And with that, we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is Hot Topics. Curious if there's anyone who would like to bring any questions or items to the commission that they would like to discuss today or ask to be added to the next agenda. If not, we will ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting. The next meeting will be May 10th, 2021. If it's not to be held on another conference call, then it'll be in the COP room there at the state capitol, but likely it will be another conference call. And I appreciate everyone attending. Could we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Hey, Chase?
Yes.
Chase, can I just ask a question? Since the department has moved, are we still going to hold the meetings in the copper room, or would we be doing it where the department's moved to?
Hey, Randy, this is Steve. I was just about to mention that. Earlier this month or last month, I don't remember which, we moved out to Taylorsville into the old American Express building, which is now the Taylorsville State Office building. So we will be holding meetings out there in one of the rooms that we've got out there. So not the copper room. I'll fix that on the agendas and stuff.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the question, Randy. Honestly, I read the copper room just because it was on the agenda. And for some reason, I just assumed that they would have to be at the Capitol even with the move. But that's very good information for the public to know, to plan on that we'll be out in the out of the new location. So thank you very much for that. And if there are no other questions then or comments, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
This is Darla, I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion to adjourn from Randy, seconded by Darla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes unanimously, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Jay.